Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word, one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful verses about our walk. Today we will be memorizing Micah 6:8 in the New King James. Micah 6:8 says, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Everybody say Micah 6:8 with me three times. Micah 6:8. Again, Micah 6:8. One more time, Micah 6:8. Now repeat this. He has shown you, O man, what is good. Say that with me.
He has shown you, O man, what is good.
Again, He has shown you, O man, what is good. Again, He has shown you, O man, what is good. Again, He has shown you, O man, what is good. One more time. He has shown you, O man, what is good. Then it goes on and says, And what does the Lord require of you? Say that with me. And what does the Lord require of you? Again. And what does the Lord require of you? Again. And what does the Lord require of you? Again. And what does the Lord require of you? One more time. And what does the Lord require of you? Then the answer comes. But to do justly. Everybody say that. But to do justly. Again. But to do justly. Again. But to do justly. And not only that, but also to love mercy. Everybody say, to love mercy.
To love mercy.
Again. To love mercy. One more time. To love mercy. Now let's try to put those two segments together, but to do justly and to love mercy. But to do justly and to love mercy. Again, but to do justly to love mercy. Again, but to do justly to love mercy. One more time. But to do justly to love mercy. And then one more thing the Lord requires, and to walk humbly with your God. Everybody say that. And to walk humbly with your God. Again, and to walk humbly with your God. Again, and to walk humbly with your God. Again, and to walk humbly with your God. Now let's try putting Micah 6:8 together. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let's put that together and say it together five times. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Again, Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Again, Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Two more times. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy,
and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8.
One more time, everybody, good and loud. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.